This is GQDN for June the 27th, 2022. In today's news, we talk about John Cena? Okay, I'm a wrestling fan. Whatever. PlayStation and a very happy birthday. But today, we start with a murder in Castle Denathria. Well, this is a Hearthstone reveal brought to us from BlizzardWatch.com. By the way, I'm Joe, and you know what I do. So, here's what they said in a blue post, basically. Quote, "Here we are in Castle Denathria, where a terrible mystery has unfolded. The ruler of this area is once the Venthyr, a vampire-like being known as Sire Denathrius. With his iron rule, Castle Denathria has come to make quite a few enemies. In order to suss out which one of them was the worst, or to get to know what their motivations are, he invited them to a dinner party, where he unfortunately met his demise. But on the bright side, we do have the intrepid Detective Murlock Holmes on the case to work on solving this mystery, and figure out which of the 10 suspicious dinner guests was indeed responsible." So, there are some new cards that they have already revealed, such as Seguin Depths, which is deal 1 damage to a minion and give it 1 attack, almost like a warlock card. Prince Renathiel, and this is a very important card, which I think a lot of players will have, because you start the game with 40 cards in your deck and 40 health. Now you have the new word Infuse, okay? So that will bolster your cards with Anima of dead minions, such as the Door of Shadows. Draw a spell. Infuse, add a temporary copy of it in your hand. So Infused, draw a spell, add a temporary copy of it to your hand. By the way, the artwork does change as well. So the Door of Shadows has a door on it. Where the Door of Shadows Infused, the door is open. Okay. It's the same with Taunts, Priest of Deceased. Taunt, Infuse would gain 2/2. And with the Priest of Deceased, is Infused as a taunt. Basic model is 2/3 to attack 3 health. The Infused is 4 attack, 5 health. And of course, there's Murlock Holmes. His battle cry is solve 3 clues about your opponent's cards to get copies of them. So there are some different cards in there. And you will see who murdered who coming in August, which I believe is August 7th, if I recall correctly. Well, it'll be in August. Now we go to Sony PlayStation, and there they talk about the gift cards. Now this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, but they talk in pounds. We don't. But if you do, you're looking about $100 in pounds, okay, for the premium subscription. But on our Amazon accounts in the U.S., you're looking at different digital codes. That if you see like wallet funds, okay, it will say gift card wallet funds, and it will say PlayStation Plus. It's a digital code. So right now I'm looking at one that says $70. There's another one at $55, and there's one at $110. You can guess which ones are which, okay? I'll leave that to you. Now, we press on with PlayStation by saying that there's going to be 3 games coming out for PlayStation Plus. Now, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And the 3 games are Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, Horror Man of Medan. And how about some sci-fi stuff with Arcade again? So, take your pick. I bet you're gonna pick at least one. But me, I think it's just gonna be one. Maybe. I haven't been in the Crash Bandicoot, but it's worth trying out. We'll see what happens. Now, Blue News did have some news. And, I've had an Atari long time ago. Don't ask me how long. But Atari has finally hit 50. Atari is still older than I, but that's fine. So, to everybody at Atari, well done and happy birthday. You guys still rock after all these years. Now back to Destructoid, and Cena will be on WWE tonight on USA Network, or you can follow WWE sometime. And he did talk about some 2D Metroid years ago and loved Metroid Dead. So there was an event in 2017, and Cena was telling the Metroid people that he wished that they would make a 2D Metroid instead of 3D Metroid, because that is what he likes and loves it. So, well, were you into a 2D Metroid, or 3D Metroid better? Let me know at Joe Brahms on Twitter. Now, DualShockers said that Nintendo Direct Mini will be on tomorrow at 9 a.m. EST. But what could be a part of this? Well, they're going to be about third-party games. So they did a lot of their own type of games, but you know, third-party games really would set them best, I would say. Now, we go to Engadget.com as we find out that Steam Deck went through their second quarter emails and said that they're ramping up production for the third quarter. Here's what they said on Twitter. Well, hello, some great news on the production front. We just sent the last batch of Q2 emails and will start sending Q3 reservation emails on the 30th. Production has picked up, and after today, we'll be shipping more than double the number of Steam Decks every week. Now, if you do that, do not use an off-the-shelf SSD card, okay? Because if you use an off-the-shelf SSD, that could cause Steam Deck to overheat. And that is something that gamers really don't want. So keep it within the company. That's what they're saying. So if it works for you, then fine. And one thing that I missed last week, well, there's a new name for Dragon Quest XII. It's called the Flames of Fate. They'll be making it on the current building platforms and a much longer story. So, you gonna play that or not? I plan to. You better believe it. We are brought to you all by Audible and patreon.com/groupquest. If you want to see the notes that I use, you got to be a Patreon and you got to get our Discord. Okay? So we'll see you tomorrow. Nintendo's going to be the major one, I bet. We'll see. For another edition of the Group Quest show. Go play some games, people. Thank you.